nation takes effect July 6th. Impressionist Fred Travellina has died. Travellina was a headliner in Vegas showrooms and a regular on late-night talk shows. His publicist says Travellina died yesterday at his Los Angeles home after a recurrence of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that first surfaced in 2002. Travellina was 66. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Peter Lance, and we're going to be talking about his book, Triple Cross. Now, double cross, you know, that's something you pretend you're something and you're really something else. But the story of Allah Muhammad is a triple cross. Allah Muhammad was working for the FBI. He pretended to be part of Al-Qaeda. The belief he was actually part of Al-Qaeda, and he was infiltrating the FBI. Well, anyway, it is an amazing, amazing story about a man who played a profound impact on so many issues, starting with the First World Trade Center bombing and then the bombing of the embassies in Africa, which were planned by Allah Muhammad, who has mysteriously disappeared. I mean, he was arrested by the government. Where is Allah Muhammad? He's not in the maximum security. Why is the government protecting Allah Muhammad in one way or another today? And with that as a background, Peter, I want you to pick up the story and tell about the man who is considered the most dangerous man in America, and most people have never heard of him.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, and I always appreciate coming on with you. You really are a fighter for the truth, a man who goes beyond the headlines, beneath the surface.
Peter,
the iceberg sunk the Titanic. It's the part of the iceberg you don't see that causes the most damage, and
that's the
province of investigative reporters like me. So,
Peter,
in a nutshell, after 9/11, my son's high school was a few blocks away. I decided to find out how could this happen. It was the greatest intelligence failure since the Trojan horse. How did it happen? The only agency that I could effectively audit as a citizen was the FBI, because the war on terror was conducted as a series of legal cases up until 9/11, investigated by the New York office of the Bureau and prosecuted by this famous U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, which the office of Rudy Giuliani, Louis Free, the former FBI director, and this incredibly powerful prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, not only the U.S. attorney in Chicago, he was the special counsel in the CIA leak case. He's recently indicted Governor Blagojevich. He was also the man who convicted Scooter Libby, the aide to Dick Cheney, and so, you know, this is a really powerful man, and he's had a remarkable track record in a very
Peter, the press loves him.
He's had very little criticism of his work over the years.
Peter,
I happen to come along and connect some of the dots in his relationship with Ali Muhammad, which I'll get into.
Peter,
tried to basically kill the paperback edition of Triple Cross. He spent 20 months trying to kill it.
Peter, can you get
PeterLance.com, my website? You can not only can you download the timeline in the middle of the book that's updated now, illustrated timeline in the upper right corner, but you can download his threat letters, 32 pages of letters threatening to, you know, the sue for libel unless they literally destroyed the hardcover, my HarperCollins, my publisher, or prevented the paperback from seeing the light of day. So,
Peter,
that is a background. I'll tell you about Ali Muhammad. Do you want to
Peter,
jump in, or should I keep going?
No, Peter, can you hear me? Your telephone is terrible. Are you on a speakerphone? It sounds like you're...
No. How about now? I put it to my other ear. Is this better?
No, you're still too loud, and we're getting static there, and your information is so vitally important. Could you just take...
How about now? What about right now?
Well, just take it a little bit away from your mouth. If you're on a regular telephone, move it just a little bit further away from your mouth, and hopefully then it'll come through clear, because the information that is ever so much better. Go right ahead.
Great. So, so I just get into who Ali Muhammad was.
You go right ahead. Just don't speak quite so loudly and just go right ahead, because I think everybody needs to know about Ali Muhammad. This is one of the key figures in everything that has happened, and we never talk about him.
Right. Ali Muhammad was an ex-Egyptian army major. He was a commando, and he happened to be in the unit that killed Anwar Sadat. If you remember 1981, if the timeline that I talked about at PeterLance.com that your listeners can download begins with the murder of Sadat in 1981. He was reviewing troops, as you remember, and some radical Egyptian army officers jumped off a truck in front of him and killed him. So one of them saying, I have slain the Pharaoh. And so Ali Muhammad happened to, at the time, was not arrested because even then, he was in the U.S. on an officer exchange program. But very shortly, a year or two after, the primary, one of the people who was a co-conspirator who was jailed in that plot was Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri, who, as you know, has become the number two in al-Qaeda behind bin Laden, an Egyptian surgeon, doctor, little guy with a beard and glasses who does a number of the fatwas for al-Qaeda. And he adopted Ali Muhammad. He was looking for a spy. He was then running what was called the Egyptian Islamic Jihad. And this is in the early 80s, around 83 or 84, he knew that if radical Islam was going to ultimately try and defeat America or our ideals, they would need a spy. Because all great wars have two requirements. You need great troops on the ground and you need intelligence. So he developed Ali Muhammad as a spy. Ali Muhammad approached the CIA in Cairo in 1984 after the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon and the Marine Barracks bombing in October of 83. And they put him into they temporarily adopted him and used him to infiltrate a cell. The Hamburg office station of the CIA used him to go into a mosque in Hamburg. Supposedly blew his cover and was put on a watch list. However, Dr. Stan, somehow, mysteriously, he gets past the watch list, he gets visa to America, he's on a TWA flight in 1985 where he meets Linda Sanchez. Linda Sanchez is an older woman. Ali is a very handsome guy, kind of a stud, if you will, and he effectively seduces her on the plane. He ends up marrying her at a drive-through wedding chapel in Reno, Nevada, 6 weeks later. He's now in Silicon Valley where he sets up a sleeper cell and astonishingly enlists in the U.S. Army as an enlisted man. He is so good because he's an officer and a commando, he literally sets a record for the 440 run at Fort Jackson where he did his basic training. And he ends up at the John F. Kennedy Special Warfare School in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where the elite Green Beret officers train. And on weekends, while he's serving there, he steals top secret intelligence. And some of this material, now declassified, is on peterlance.com. It's in the book, but you can also download it on the right-hand side of my homepage. You'll see a little top secret sign. And that intelligence included the position of all special forces units worldwide on December 5th, 1988, literally the latitude and longitude, something the Russians would have paid $1 million for at the height of the Cold War. He's bringing this intelligence up to New York, where he trains the original World Trade Center bombing cell, the man responsible for murdering Rabbi Eric Tahani in 1990, the cell that plotted the bridges and tunnels into Manhattan, what was called the Day of Terror plot. Patrick Fitzgerald prosecuted that case. And Ali Mohammed, meanwhile, from 92 on, Dr. Stan, is acting as an FBI informant on the West Coast, learning the playbook on Al-Qaeda that the FBI has, and interacting with Patrick Fitzgerald, ultimately, but Andy McCarthy, Fitzgerald's co-prosecutor, in this Day of Terror plot, meets Ali, flies to California, meets him in 1994. Ali, pretends to give him information, tells him he's running a scuba diving business in Kenya, but what he's really doing is he's plotting this African embassy bombing, where he literally took the pictures in 1993.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Peter Lance talking about Triple Cross, one of the most fascinating stories you've ever heard. Bye-bye. Hold on. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask Nanoparticular Antiviral Masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here and at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, our guest is Peter Lance, author of the book Triple Cross. Now, of course, there are people very highly placed in government who do not want this information out. In fact, the chief prosecutor in the case has threatened a number of times to sue Harp Collins and, of course, Peter, if they dared to put this book out. However, HarperCollins has now brought out the softback copy. What is there in this book that they don't want the American people to know? You go up on the Internet, as I just did, and Google in Ali Muhammad, and they've got just about nothing there on him. And yet here's one of the key figures in this whole 9/11 plot, this whole Al-Qaeda plot. What was Ali Muhammad's relationship to this Islamist cell in New York City that blew up the World Trade Center, or at least tried to blow it up in 1993? Did he play any part in that?
Well, absolutely. Can you hear me a little bit better, Dr. Stan, now?
Yeah, you go right ahead.
Okay. Ali Muhammad trained the cell responsible for the bombing. I mean, he didn't. The principal bomb maker is Ramzi Youssef, who I prove in my book was the architect of 9/11, and that he planned the 9/11 plot in the Philippines in 94, a year after the Trade Center bombing, the plot carried out by Youssef's uncle, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, after Youssef's capture. But the cell members, Mohammed Salema, a guy named Mahmoud Abu Alima, another guy named Nidal Ayad, those guys were trained by Ali Muhammad. And more astonishingly, they were on the radar of the FBI as early as July of 1989. In a few weeks, we'll have the 20th anniversary of when they were on the radar of the FBI's New York office. Not just on the radar, Dr. Stan, but on four successive weekends, the FBI's special operations group, this is the same group that got John Gotti, the best of the best surveillance guys, followed a group of Middle Eastern men from the El Farouk Mosque in Brooklyn on Atlantic Avenue to this shooting range in Long Island called Calverton. On four weekends, shot dozens and dozens of photographs of the men photographed by the FBI, three, and all trained by Ali Muhammad, all of them. Three were later convicted, the ones I mentioned in the Trade Center bombing. Two were convicted in the plot to blow up the bridges and tunnels into Manhattan. And there, El Sayed Nasser, this Egyptian, murdered this world figure, Rabbi Kahani, which I contend was the first Al-Qaeda blood spilled on American soil. So this is who Ali Muhammad was, and he was doing this training as he came up from Fort Bragg, where he was an active-duty U.S. Army sergeant, and stealing all these top secret documents at peterlance.com. You can download them, and you'll see that this guy was playing by the FBI, he was playing the CIA, he was playing the Defense Intelligence Agency at Fort Bragg, and literally, and hiding in plain sight, because at Fort Bragg, Stan, he actually did training videos, and in the training videos, he actually said, it's the duty, I have a quote from one of his videos, it is the duty of every Muslim to change the government of a country from Dar ul Harb to Darul Islam. And what he meant by that was to change it from a government that is secular, like we have in America, a democracy, to a theocracy dominated by the mullahs, like you have in Iran. And he literally is saying this, a treasonous, if you will, a threat. He's making this on training videos at Fort Bragg that the Army is paying for. And, you know, and it's good that they did, because theoretically that would help other officers understand the Islamic threat. But how is Ali Muhammad operating if he's doing this?
Well, of course, the thing is that while he was there in the Green Berets, he was taking trips over to train Osama bin Laden's bodyguard. How did that work?
Well, yeah, he trained the bodyguard several years later in 1994. But here's what happened. This is an astonishing story. In 1993, he got out of the Army in 89, got an honorable discharge. In 1993. He becomes an FBI informant around 92, and he's dealing with this absolute bozo of an agent named John Zent, Z-E-N-T, who is as empty a suit as you could ever have carrying an FBI badge. And my book details John Zent and how he was, at the same time he's supposed to be watching Ali Muhammad, he's involved in this grisly homicide case that his daughter was actually dating the guy. She was the fiance of the killer of his own family, like a kind of an in cold blood murder case that the Zent completely defended the kid, the killer. The kid was later convicted, and he, to the last moment, this bozo John Zent is defending this former fiance of his daughter in open court, vouching for the kid. So his judgment was so flawed. He was the perfect guy for Ali Muhammad to have as a, quote, cover agent, because he was so naive. In any case, Ali Muhammad is, by 1993, he's working to bring in an al-Qaeda terrorist named Marzouk in from Canada through Vancouver. And again, I just emphasize, peterlance.com, my name, L-A-N-C-E, the upper right corner, download this 32-page timeline as a PDF. You can follow along. In the year 1993, Ali is waiting in Vancouver, and the system works, Dr. Stan. You know, people always talk about when the system doesn't work. In this case, the Mounties, the good old Royal Canadian Mounted Police, grabbed Ali Muhammad because this guy Marzouk had several passports and he looked shady, and they put Ali Muhammad in a room and they were interrogating him for a number of hours. And finally, at the end of this interrogation, Ali wrote the name of John Zent and phone number on a piece of paper. He said, call him, he'll vouch for me. Okay? Right? John Zent, this empty suit of an agent, vouches for Ali Muhammad, who is now released from custody because the FBI vouched for him. And what does he do? He goes within months to Kenya and he takes the first pictures of the African embassy bombing plot. He sets the plot in motion. In 94, a year later, he's in bin Laden's house in the Sudan because he has moved bin Laden's entire entourage. He's the guy bin Laden trusts so much that he moves his wives, his entire entourage from Afghanistan to Khartoum. And he is so trusted by bin Laden that he trains him, bin Laden's bodyguards, in his house in 94. And in the meantime, in 94, later that year, he meets this U.S. attorney, Andrew McCarthy, who, when my book first came out, Triple Cross, in hardcover, the night it came out, it hadn't even been in stores 6 hours, McCarthy went on, issued a statement to the O'Reilly Factor, where I was a guest, saying that my book was scurrilously presented and I relied entirely on the word of murderers and terrorists for the book. Absolutely outrageous charge. He hadn't even had time to read it. But this is the kind of reaction these feds have had to my work, because no one has held a mirror up to their failures the way I have.
Well, I think it's really fascinating that here's this guy that is supposedly working for the FBI, who's training bin Laden's bodyguard, who actually lays out the plan for the bombing there of the embassies in Africa, in Tanzania, in Kenya, who is actually working and training of the Islamic terrorists who tried to blow up the World Trade Center in 1993. Now, it's so interesting. Just go up on the Internet and just Google in Ali Muhammad, and you'll find that they just don't know anything at all about him. How could they not know about the most important figure in this whole Islamic plot? Unless, of course, there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people. And there is. And I think you'll be convinced of that after you've read Peter Lance's book, Triple Cross, What are they covering up? What don't they want the American people to know? Why have they threatened to sue Peter and his publisher for putting the book out? We'll be back in just a moment with Peter Lance here on the Genesis Network.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, Dr. Stan back here. I did find Alla Muhammad up on the Internet. In fact, they even have a Wikipedia article about him. I was misspelling his name, but M-O-H-A-M-E-D. But certainly there's a lot of questions that have been raised as to why the 9/11 Commission didn't pursue this issue. I mean, here's the man who actually had originally planned the attack on the embassies in Africa, where over 5,000 people died. Now, you would expect that, you know, this would have resulted in a death sentence for him. I mean, certainly only 3,000 people died in the Twin Towers, but 5,000 people died in the embassies there in Africa. And yet, of course, here's the man who planned it, and the government has him and won't tell anybody where he is. What's that all about, Peter? Why won't the government reveal the location where this man is supposedly? Is he in jail, or is he on witness protection team? What do we know about where he really is?
Okay, well, first of all, 220 died, but that's too many. Then there were about 5,000 injured. So, you know,
I stand corrected.
If there were 5 dead, it would be too many.
5,000 injured, you're right.
But Ali Muhammad, I can't get into the minds of people like Patrick Fitzgerald, but I can tell you that Ali Muhammad is a one-man 9/11 commission, okay? What he could do, if he told the truth, if he was actually put in front of a Senate committee, under the lights, and he told the truth, Ali Muhammad would reveal what I put in this book in times 10. He would talk about specifically how he fooled these three separate U.S. intelligence agencies for years. And because this is something I believe to the marrow of my bone, Dr. Stan, and it's one of the reasons that we remain at great risk in this country, rather than when an intelligence agency like the FBI finds out that something has gone wrong, invariably, and I mean this invariably, instead of correcting it, admitting fault and correcting it, which is what we ask our children to do, right, in a family. If there's something going on in a family, if there's a problem, if there's pathology, if a kid is taking drugs, we ask the child to admit it and to do penance and to, you know, ask forgiveness and then move on in life. That's what we do, right? Well, in the case of the FBI, what you have is an absolute unwillingness to ever admit fault, and therefore, and a very punitive nature with respect to the agents that work for the FBI. And so what they do is they circle the wagons every single time. And in this case, Ali Muhammad is a living witness of the failure of the FBI and the Justice Department, not just like the Wichita office of the FBI or even the Phoenix office where the Phoenix memo came from on 01, but the New York office, which is the Bin Laden office of origin. And the top prosecutor in the war on terror was Patrick Fitzgerald. So when you have Ali Muhammad literally snookering him in a meeting in Sacramento where he says to Patrick Fitzgerald in 1997, I love Bin Laden. I don't need a fatwa to attack America. I have a number of sleepers who can go operational at any moment. And he thumbs his nose at Fitzgerald and leaves. Fitzgerald then turns to an FBI agent named Jack Clunan, who I interviewed, and he says, this is a verbatim quote, "That is the most dangerous man I've ever met. We cannot leave him on the street." And yet, Fitzgerald left him on the street for another 10 months while the bombs went off in Africa on the plot that Ali was a principal plotter of. So Fitzgerald then waits a month to arrest him, and he finally puts him under a John Doe warrant in the MCC, the federal jail in Lower Manhattan, because I believe, why? Because he didn't want the media to find out about this guy. So they spend months and months trying to negotiate, and they finally cut a deal with Ali Muhammad where he escapes the death penalty. Now, you know, when the feds cut a deal with a criminal, they get something in return. As in the case of Sammy the Bull Gravano, John Gotti's lieutenant who killed 19 people. He only got 5 years, Stan. Why? Because in return for his testimony, he was the star witness in a dozen mafia cases that helped to convict others. Well, here is the African Embassy bombing case coming up in February of 01. Patrick Fitzgerald is the principal prosecutor. He cuts a deal with Ali Muhammad, but Ali Muhammad never shows up on the stand. He bought his silence. And Ali Muhammad is now in some form of custodial witness protection. When my book was written originally, by the fall of 06, he had not yet been sentenced. I don't know if he has. Why? Because his case has seals upon seals upon seals. And he needs to be brought in front of a congressional committee in the open light of day.
Patrick Fitzgerald needs to be held accountable for letting this guy eat his lunch for so long. And when Patrick Fitzgerald testified before the 9/11 Commission, to give you a little idea of how important Ali Muhammad was, he had a 2,800-word statement. He devoted 10%, 280 words to Ali Muhammad, just saying how bad he was, but he didn't say at all. He didn't reveal any of the negligence of the FBI in allowing him to operate for so long.
Well, obviously, the FBI knew what these terrorists were doing and really wasn't trying to stop them for whatever reason that might be. Well, there's just so many aspects of this story that really of Ali Muhammad, and he's certainly, obviously in some sort of a custodial program. Do we have any idea where he is? Is his wife able to get to see him at all?
His wife, Linda Sanchez, who I interviewed in this book for the first time, and I will go back and urge your listeners to download from peterlance.com my timeline, because it actually shows the house where they lived in the Silicon Valley. Linda talked to me for the first time. She still loves the guy. She still believes in him, even though she knows he did all these horrible things against her country. Gets to see him from time to time. And Clunan, the FBI agent who was really the man that was charged by Fitzgerald with going back retrospectively and finding out who Ali was, Clunan actually sees Linda. He told me he sees her from time to time. Clunan is in the New York area. So Ali was in the New York area at some point, but right after 9/11, and this is another incredible part of the story, clearly, Ali Muhammad, in my opinion, knew the entire 9/11 plot. Why do I say that? Because by my reporting, the plot began in Manila in 1994. If you get the timeline at peterlance.com, just scroll through to 1994, and you'll see that Ramzi Youssef was plotting to kill the Pope, who was going to be there in January, a separate plot called Bojinka, which was a non-suicide plot to blow up planes over the Pacific, and this planes as missiles plot. I document in great detail how there were seven targets, including the Trade Center, the Pentagon, the CIA headquarters, a nuclear facility, the Sears and Transamerica Tower, and the White House. I even interviewed the Philippine National Police's man that they brought in to de-encrypt Youssef's laptop, which had the plot. I interviewed the diplomatic security agent, Sam Karmelowicz, who took the information from Colonel Mendoza, who interrogated Youssef's partner, Murad. And who was Murad? He was going to be the original Atah. He had been trained in four U.S. flight schools. He was going to be the lead pilot. And Mendoza gave this evidence to this diplomatic security agent, who brought it to the legal attaché at the embassy in 95, and it was in this. Sam Karmelowicz said it was addressed to the Southern District prosecutors and almost assuredly got to Dietrich Snell and Mike Garcia, who were prosecuting Youssef after he was captured and rendered back to New York. So they knew this information about this planes as missiles plot in 95, okay? And here's Ali Muhammad training bin Laden's bodyguard in 94. He's the principal spy of Al-Qaeda. He had to know the plot. And why didn't Patrick Fitzgerald get the plot out of him? If he could cut a deal with him, why didn't he get him to talk? And Jack Clunan told me, and this is apropos of your question about where Ali is, that right after 9/11, Clunan was in Yemen, and he flew back to the United States, and Ali was brought up from Florida, where they were holding him, in sunny Florida, and he went to this federal jail in Lower Manhattan. Clunan left right from the airport late at night, came to see Ali, and as Clunan put it to me, and I'm choosing my words carefully here, he basically said he told me how he had trained men to take over cockpits, to use box cutters, just the way the 9/11 hijackers had, where to sit in first class in order to storm the cockpit, and Clunan believed that he knew the plot. Well, the question is, why didn't the feds, who cut a deal with him, extract the plot from Ali Muhammad? And here's my answer, because they never really got him to turn. They just bought his silence. Okay, and that's one of the most reprehensible aspects of this story, and why I believe that Cheryl wanted the book to be killed.
Well, I don't think that they can let the American people know that they knew so much about what was going to happen down the line, and they didn't try to intervene. That is unconscionable, because that makes them accomplices in murder. Maybe it was just incompetence. Maybe it was, but they do, and they didn't do anything about it. We'll be back in just a moment here with Peter Lance, a fascinating book, Triple Cross. They're doing everything they can to silence it. We need to get the information out.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve, surrender, or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Peter Lance, of course, and he's the author of Triple Cross. Peter, where can people get copies of your book?
Dr. Stan, if they go, I would ask them to go to my website, peterlance.com, L-A-N-C-E. Right up in the top, you'll see a link to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And I said this recently on another program. I'm going to ask your listeners, if only 5% of your listeners did this, it would have a huge impact. It's $11.55, this book, in paperback. It is an absolute, I'm not just saying this, I think Stan will back me up. It's a riveting read, it's like a Clancy novel, only it's true, and it will help. If this book succeeds, it will help to get us a new truth commission, which we sorely need. We need a new 9/11 commission, because that was a whitewash. And if your listeners would spend $11.55 and put this book on the New York Times list, it would send a message to Patrick Fitzgerald and any U.S. official who thinks, is so arrogant to think that they can kill a book that's critical of their performance in office. And if you go to my website, you don't take my word for it, download the 32-page timeline, go below that on the right-hand side, download some of the appendices that are in the book, these ex-classified documents. Go over on the left, there's a picture of Dan Rather, who did two stories on my book from Iraq, my first book, for the CBS Evening News. I'm a mainstream journalist, Columbia J School, Fordham Law School, ABC News, and this is meticulously documented, and yet Patrick Fitzgerald, in his last threat letter as recently as June 2nd, listen to what he said, Dr. Stan. He called the entire book, quote, a deliberate lie masquerading as the truth. Now, how can a book of 604 pages with 1,420 endnotes, 32 pages of appendices, many of which are FBI documents from the Southern District, be a lie? And I filed a complaint with the Justice Department. If you go to peterlance.com, scroll down, you'll see the Department of Justice logo. I filed a complaint asking for them to open an OPR, an Office of Professional Responsibility investigation of Fitzgerald, because he took an oath to uphold the Constitution. And one of the provisions is the First Amendment, which guarantees me, a member of the press, the right to cover somebody fairly and honestly. And the idea that a U.S. official would use the private civil libel laws to try and crush a book critical of his performance in office is repugnant. Repugnant. And I challenge Patrick Fitzgerald, who has been threatening to sue. Sue, why don't you sue us, Patrick? Why don't you file a summons and complaint right now with HarperCollins, and then we'll get discovery of you under oath. We'll get to sit across the table from you and ask you all these questions that you dodged when you refused to twice talk to me when I tried to interview you in 04 and 06. So if every one of your viewers, even if 5% of your listeners, Dr. Stan, bought this book tonight, today, it would go onto the New York Times list, and this would help get us reform in this country.
Well, now, of course, didn't this gentleman, Mr. Fitzgerald, actually go to the Justice Department and put one of those threats on what was the Justice Department or Attorney General's office head?
He was, first of all, if you look at my website, peterlance.com, you'll see Fitzgerald threat letters, okay? Download them. You'll see that he sent a nine-page letter, and then they rejected him. HarperCollins said, no, we stand by Peter Lance. It's an important work. And he sent his second 16-page letter, faxing it, Office of U.S. Attorney at the top, as if to send a very clear message to my publisher that chilled both of us at the time. And you know something, Dr. Stan? If this had been Patrick Smith or John Smith, my book would have been out 2 years ago. But because of who he is, and of an abundance of caution, we went back and spent 14 months re-vetting the entire book. That means every single fact in that book was subject to re-examination and proof. And do you think HarperCollins, maybe the third biggest media publishing company in the world, owned by Rupert Murdoch, is not exactly a screaming liberal, conservative company, do you think they would have put this book out if they didn't believe in it, if they didn't stand behind it? So Patrick Fitzgerald was stamping his feet in his third letter in September of 08. He literally used the word demand twice in the same sentence, as if he's like a kid in the schoolyard holding his breath and stamping his feet until he did what he wanted. Well, guess what? It's a democracy, Pat, and we don't have to do what you want. We have to tell the truth. And if you can't handle the truth, as they say in that film, A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth, then you should debate me on Dr. Stan, or meet me in an auditorium or a church somewhere and debate me, face me, write an op-ed page piece for the New York Times. But don't try and kill a book, Patrick. That's unconstitutional.
Well, I think there are some people in government who really believe they are above the Constitution, who really believe that they don't have to abide by the laws, and That's a real problem. And I think that the American people are going to have to get involved and demand that our federal officials, whether it be in the FBI or the CIA, or even the Vice President or President of the United States, have sworn a law to uphold our Constitution, which is the law of the land, and they have to obey the laws like everybody else. Unfortunately, the FBI doesn't. We know cases where they've actually knowingly sent innocent people to jail. That was the story, you know, of Whitey Bulger up there in Boston to cover up for Whitey Bulger, who actually killed 20 people and tortured many of them before he killed them, while he was acting as an FBI informant with the knowledge of the FBI, who actually sent an innocent man to jail to cover for Whitey Bulger's crimes. And nobody in the FBI has ever held responsible. These are the sort of things that I think we have to be concerned about. Our guest is Peter Lance. His book, Triple Cross, is an important book, which really needs, of course, to be on the New York Times bestseller list. And you can help Peter by simply going ahead and ordering the book. It's rather inexpensive. You'll probably even get it cheaper from Amazon than the $11.95. Anyway, God bless you. Parting thought before we let you go, Peter.
I just ask everybody within the sound of your voice to take what it would probably cost a value meal at McDonald's for four people, $11.50 on Amazon, peterlance.com, or Barnes & Noble, or go to your local bookstore. I encourage people to buy books from little people in little bookstores, okay? Send a message, and I guarantee you, if you start reading this book, the hair will go up on your neck, you won't be disappointed, and it could lead in success to real reform in the FBI.
God bless and thanks so much, Peter. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly I hope you enjoyed my interview with Peter. We've had him on when the first edition came out, and we're so glad that the second edition came out. It's a fascinating book, a very important part of history. The man, Ali Muhammad, who is working with the highest levels of our government and was a double agent, but he was planning all of these terrible things. But he was there when the first time the World Trade Center was involved. And what you must understand is the government has been covering up their involvement with the Islamic terrorist movement. We have a great DVD, I should say video, it's called Jihad in America. You remember Peter was talking about how the FBI was following this little cell of Islamic terrorists out to a firing range, every weekend for 4 weeks? Well, actually, the FBI took those pictures, and those pictures are included in this video, Jihad in America. They were monitoring everything the Islamists did in the United States. And this video was actually released in 1994. It was shown one time, and then orders came out from the people who control the media. This video must never be shown in America again. And it wasn't shown until after September 11th. We have it, Jihad in America. If you haven't seen it, you must get it. You must watch it. You must understand. They knew exactly what was going on. They were tracking all of these Islamic radicals, but they could not let the American people know that they knew it was going to happen on September 11th, and they let it happen. And perhaps, and I personally believe, that they were something in those buildings that brought them down. It was not the planes, because Building 7 came down at 5 o'clock, 5:20 in the evening, and it was never hit by a plane. If you look at the video, and you can see that at our website, or in Architects A&E, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, or my website, RadioLiberty.com, watch Building 7 come down, see how the center of the building collapses first, and then the base of the building gives way. It was a controlled demolition. And we have a four-tape set called Why Did the Buildings Come Down? And you'll actually hear the people who were there, who witnessed them coming down. Why did the buildings come down? We have another website, four tape set on what really happened on 9/11, where you hear Laura Chavez, who was at CENTCOM headquarters on that morning, saying there was a stand down. It's one of the last interviews ever recorded with Laura Chavez. He sort of disappeared right after that video. We know, of course, that they tried to kill Michael Rupert, who wrote Crossing the Rubicon. They tried to poison him. They thoroughly infiltrated the FBI. It infiltrated his office. His closest friend was a FBI informant. We know that, of course, they threatened Jimmy Walters, a multimillionaire, who's now living in hiding in Europe. Michael Rupert's living in hiding in Canada. And, of course, William Rodriguez has been repeatedly threatened. He just hasn't gone off into hiding. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with organized evil at the highest levels of our government. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our material. You need to get Jihad in America. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the talk on the forbidden secret, the talk on financial Armageddon. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call